Oh man, he's here. Is the curse lifted?
I don't know.
Yes. I'll confidently say it.
Because we last week, someone bailed. The week before that, someone showed up very late because they had forgotten about it. And
you're right on time this week.
Someone bailed. So this
I have a punishment beer today to make up for phoning it in with a Pilsner last time.
Should we hop right into it then?
It's gonna be fucking gross,
bro.
All right. Pull up my thing. Go. Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 579. I'm Sam Ginsberg. You either die a Mike Boris, or you live long enough to become the Tyler Dryblade.
It's because he did such a good job last week? Is that why?
Given that the guest he booked for us bailed at the last second, he did fine.
Cool.
He had a fantasy football draft, so it's like really glad.
I mean, that's really going to matter. Like, his team is depending on him.
Maybe, yeah. But like you schedule those months in advance. Like, what did he not know when he? Whatever. I don't know this guy. I don't need to start a beef with this guy that I named the episode he was on after. He was not on after, rather.
Yes, this is good stuff. Good stuff for everybody who definitely listened to the last episode. But it's this episode, and we have Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know. What you said you got a punishment beer in the pre-roll. What are you bringing on the pod?
Yeah, so this time, in penance for a last-minute Pilsner, the last time I was on, from Oso Brewing Company, who normally I like, but this sounds terrible, Salted Caramel Pumpkin Porter.
No.
It just gets worse the longer you talk.
I think there is a 5% chance that that rules, and a 95% chance that it's swill, and I don't think the middle ground.
I feel like the middle ground is, man, I fucking wish this was a stout.
Oh, yeah.
6% ABV.
This is good case. It's still you wish.
Yep.
It poured. Man, it settled quick. There was a slight head, and now it's like the color of just like, it's just flat Coca-Cola. Got that darkness to it. It smells sweet. Oh, man. Wow. So here's the thing. If you were to give me, hey, do you want a salted caramel pumpkin pie? I would say, no, that doesn't sound good to me. I don't want that. And so I'm trying to evaluate how accurate, if this accurately tastes like the thing I don't like or not. I'm definitely getting a finish of like pumpkin puree, but then not the sweet fun, just like a neutral gourd like pumpkin puree. It starts off kind of sweet. It's still a little fizzy, which is gross. I don't know. Like everything about it, it's hitting more towards fall candle than it is delightful beverage.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Well, I hopefully have something better than that. From Evolution Craft Brewing Company, I have Evo Oktoberfest Lager. Woo! 5.8%. Sam, Zach's bringing the heat, okay? Sometimes we can just take off the throttle a little bit.
I just had already planned my line in my head for when it was my turn, because I mostly think about what I'm going to say instead of listening to what you guys have to say. Mm-hmm. So I was going to make a joke about how I decided to be like Zach and have an interesting beer. I decided to say that before you told us you were having a Chex Notes lager.
Cool. Well, anyway, I have this lager, and it had a pretty thick head of different size bubbles. It's a kind of a light I don't know. It's that beer color. It's that classic beer color. It's
a little bit of red to it.
There is a little bit of red to it, that's true, but it's pretty classically beer. Maybe like a light amber. I don't know what Sam wants over here. He's fucking conking out.
Just waiting for your turn to talk.
It smells like a lager. I don't know. It smells just like a Bud Light.
And does it taste like the stupid woke left mind virus?
No, I find the mind virus has a little bit of a tang from the that gland they milk, you know? That adrenochrome. Yeah. I'm not getting any adrenochrome from this, you know. So I gotta go back
RNA.
Yeah, I gotta go back to that pizza place where they're keeping those kids and demand my money back. You know, this child adrenal gland shot is mostly like fats and oils, you know.
If that place is run by the Jews, they're not giving you their money, your money back.
Yeah. This is the only lineup.
Is, this is the seeds and stems of
that was the joke. The fats and oils, yes, that was the joke. Like seeds and stems, yes. Thank you for getting it 20 seconds later. I appreciate that.
I really wasn't sure if I got it.
I was gonna say this is the only lineup of this show where Zach's joke is appropriate, but Jed could come on here too.
Yes, theoretically
he could. If
he's
got
the exact same text maybe 20 weeks in a row, just Bruce Day, and then the next day, Dog, and then the next day, Jed. And then he says, sorry, not this week.
I like this. Consistency is good. This does have a little more. There's a hint of roastiness in there, which I don't think, you know, your average Bud Light has. I guess that's their nod towards Oktoberfest. I don't know. It's pretty boring, but it is a little bit different than just like buying a Coors or whatever. Samuel.
Yeah, so I decided to be like Zach and have something interesting on our show. If you're going to play Family Feud, this is probably not the top three answers on the board for divisive beer flavors. But like, I think if you were going to do 10, these three would all be on here. This is Distill Brewery's Spicy Pickle Sour.
Ugh.
Made with Sucker Punch pickle brine. So there's a specific branded brine that I guess is good and important. When I poured this out, I noticed some floaties, but they weren't normal floaties. Like usually you think like unfiltered type of a thing, a yeastiness. I think this is like the chunks that are in pickle brine, but are in this. I think is what those were. That's just what they look like.
Disgusting. I know you freaks love a pickle beer, but I hate it.
It's the color of orange Gatorade.
The thing is, I love a pickle beer. And I love a spicy beer, and I think I'm going to hate this because...
Yeah, it's a lot. Sour. It's a lot going on.
It smells sour with a little bit of heat. Oh, man, that's good.
Nice.
It tastes like spicy pickles, which I love. The sourness is an afterthought, which I guess if you like sour stuff, this is from their Wild Sour series. I could see sour heads being put off by this, but I'm just like, yeah, man, like I like how spicy pickles taste, and this is that.
Do you guys see that movie, An American Pickle?
Is that 50 Goes West?
I know, right? It sounds like it. It's a Seth Rogen movie where he plays both like himself in the modern world and also like his ancestor, who is like, you know, a classic Jew from the old country who fell into some pickles, like a bucket of pickles. That got sealed up, and it pickled him for like 100 years, and then he comes back to the real world.
So he gets Encino Manned.
He gets Encino Manned in a bucket of pickles, yeah, and then like he has to lead himself around the modern age. But it's extremely Jewish. The movie is extremely Jewish. It's really
it sounds
weird.
Really Jewish. It sounds it's really very weird. Jewish.
Yeah. Does it suck? It sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
We okay. said it sounds Jewish.
I said it's a Seth Rogen movie, didn't I? Sam, do your Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah. I'll just do that right now.
Talk about a five skin.
That is some hilarious stuff that Seth Rogen would say. All right. Well, cool. But you like that. You like that American pickle you got going on there?
I do, yeah.
All right. Well, that's nice, I guess. Let's see, what are we going to go to first? Let's do, I don't know, all these articles kind of suck today. So let's start with visualcapitalist.com, ranked beer consumption per capita by country. Who wants to take a guess as the number one country? Have you looked at it already? Don't look at it. What's the number one country?
Somewhere
Belgium. In...
Let's see. Where's Belgium? I can look.
Eastern Europe.
Eastern like, Europe. Like Czechia.
We're talking capita, so like Czechia or.
Oh, Sam fucking nailed it. Czechia, numero uno.
No way.
For real.
The thing is, all of Eastern Europe is the same country to me. I just pulled one out of my ass.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even see, what'd you say?
Belgium. It's not even on Belgium. Here.
I'm not even seeing it.
Wow. Disgusting.
Well, so part of the issue is probably that this is liters, and when you're drinking beer in Belgium, it's all at least 8.5%.
Right.
Whereas in Czechia, that is probably all 3.7%.
Wow, yeah. They're fucking by a mile. Holy
yeah, it's
shit.
Not even close. Like if you added up the next two, you'd I think still be under Czechia. But I'm not good at math.
Yeah, I know.
Probably slightly over, but it's okay. It is that extreme though. It is about twice the next. It's just under twice the next one. It's pretty fucking crazy.
Good for US being on the board. We're 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth from last.
That's a lot of alcoholics doing work, because if you look at any self-reported surveys of alcohol consumption in America, it's like 2/3 of people don't drink at all.
Yeah.
And then it's like you have psychopaths, like 5% of people drinking like 70 drinks per week, just trying to get our averages up.
It is interesting to see, you know, like how the different countries go about it, because like you're saying, in the US, it's like, you know, a couple heavy hitters. Whereas in, I'm going to just guess, let's say, I don't know, Slovenia, I'm guessing it's every single person just drinking a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did see an infographic today that was like the 50 drunkest counties in America.
They were all in Wisconsin. I saw that.
Yeah, 40-ish of the 50 were in Wisconsin.
How many counties do we even fucking have?
Like 60.
Oh my god.
I was trying to find it just now. I couldn't pull it up.
What do you think it is about Wisconsin that makes it such a heavy drinking area? Like, it's cold, of course, but there are other cold places around. Like, it's got Germans.
Make the argument for the whole Midwest that you
make. So there's Germans, obviously, but like I kind of think I think it started with Germans, and I think once you're like city state or state culture perpetuates, like, that it's cool just to get tanked. I kind of think it's just a better way to do it. So once you get permission, you're just like, oh, this is fine. And that just persists through the generations and gets more pervasive.
I do wonder the degree to which a baseball team being named the Brewers just gave everyone permission to be like, that's our thing. That's what we'll do.
We make it and we consume it. Like all good people who make things, you have to consume the thing that you make instead of selling it.
I mean, yes. I will say in Pittsburgh, I see them eat more steel than anywhere else.
That's pretty good.
I thought you said seal at first, and I was like, that's funny, but I don't know why.
They mean the singer, and they're talking about ass. They love Kiss from a Rose out in Pittsburgh.
The rose is his booty hole. I don't know. Talking about a five skin? Or are you gonna go with
it was more the idea of pressing a button than any particular button, which is why I restrained myself.
Right. But I mean, yeah, I guess it's a combination of factors. It just seems like, you know, like Minnesota or something is set up to be just as drunk, but they're not.
They're not the fun Germans, they're the religious ones. They're the put whipped cream and salad Germans, and we're the drunk Germans.
Right. I guess
whichever part. Whatever the South, like whatever the cultural equivalent is, Bavaria, like the cultural equivalent of like the South in Germany, where like everyone's like fucking dumb as shit and really conservative. And then like, cause I think Minnesota got the functional Germans and we just got like fucking hick town.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know too much about, you know, German stereotypes or like how much things changed because of, you know, the East West divide. But I think today East Germany are like the fucking hicks, because they're about to elect the first fascist party since like the 40s out there.
Yeah, it sounds like the South.
Yeah. And it's odd because they were all just communist. I guess they
isn't
just,
that illegal? Like, also, isn't it in Germany? Isn't it basically impossible to be a fascist? Because if you say anything too fascist, you go to jail.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the alternative for Deutschland Party, and it's definitely like the farthest right party in Germany. But I think it's weird that they were all like communist, and now they're like, eh, we'll be super far right instead. I guess they just love the boot.
Someone tell us what to do.
Yeah, they just fucking love losers. That boot. Is what it is.
That's boot.
I'm looking at you, Thuringia.
Take that.
Yeah. Fucking idiots.
You're gonna lose another fucking world war in 50 years, asshole.
I know that in England it's reversed. Like, people to the north are commonly thought of as like lower class and dumb, which I think
is. They talk about Jon Snow up there.
Exactly.
Well, that's just because they're near Scotland and Scotland leeches that into you.
Interesting. Interesting take.
I watch enough British television to know that you're supposed to make fun of the North and Scotland kind of at the same time.
And weirdly, the Southwest and the Southeast somehow. Like, Cornwall, fucking weirdos. Kent, fucking dumbass fishermen. They just make fun of you. You're not in London.
London or you're a dipshit. And those are the
pretty much.
Yeah. I like the idea of a country that small, you know? Just you can really get really specific in your kind of your put downs and your disdain for others.
It's cute. I think it's funny that they were able to like navigate a global empire when they like hate people from like 30 miles away. They're they must have really fucking hated everybody. Like, every country they got to, like, they fucking suck here too. They're fucking horrible.
Well, it's the glory of the monarchy. Luckily, back then, God was picking the king, so everyone knew who to trust.
This is turning into a real heavy history episode, but, like, even before they got conquered, like, there were, like, the kingdom of East Anglia, the kingdom of West Mercia. It's like, how do you have 17 different kingdoms on that one island, you guys?
Because nobody's got bikes, dog.
I guess so. Nobody's
when you're shitting in a hole in the ground, it's easy to call yourself a king. You don't need another, like, there's not that many steps up between king.
I keep wondering what to get tattooed on my back. And
yeah. That's a good one.
Like, sorry, say it for me again. Once you're shitting in the ground, you feel like a king.
If you're shitting in a hole in the ground, it's easy to call yourself king.
Right. That's what it was. That's
pretty
was.
Good. Helvetica, I like that.
You guys think?
Yeah, definitely Helvetica. Something authoritative. Yeah. I think like there was like a technological innovation of like when you look at the castles, they have like the toilet on the high part, and there's like a big tube of stone. There's like a poop chute, and they had a guy who scooped it out. That was a job you had.
You know what's even better? Sometimes the poop, the bathroom was also your closet because the ammonia would keep the bugs out of your clothes.
Jesus Christ. When you're so unclean, it like comes all the way back around.
Yeah. So they would hang up their clothes in the bathroom and the ammonia would kill off like the lice and the fleas, and they just go around smelling like absolute piss all the time.
I bet they actually did what's that fake drug? Jenkum?
Yeah, Jacob.
I bet they actually did that in medieval England. They probably, like, the servants would, like, go in the bathroom and, like, stick their head in the toilet hole and just, like, take big whiffs.
A little toot, no pun intended.
I'm going to send you guys a picture of it when I go. We're going to York, and York, one of the things they have in the Viking Museum is the largest fossilized human shit.
Ooh.
It's called a coprolite, if you want to Google it.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's a massive Viking shit that they have.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture and I'll send it to you guys.
So it's the biggest fossilized shit, but like, has somebody dumped out one bigger?
I bet I have. I'll take a look. I'll send it to you. I'll give you the dimensions and you guys can also weigh in too on if you feel
like that. I like that.
I'm really confident I'm going to see this poop and go, yes, so?
I think it's the girth of the poop that I think is going to be impressive. Because that to me, because like, I lengthwise, like, I've gotten out of the water before. Like, you know what I mean? Like, once you get out of the water, like,
yeah,
it's tough to beat that. But it has to be a combination of the two, like the volume of poop.
Sure.
You ever have one of the – I'm about to out myself really bad. You ever have one of these where it's long and it's fat and positioned in the bowl such that when you flush, it gets pulled in middle first
yeah.
and folds?
Uh-huh.
But its girth doubled is too much for the hole.
That's right.
So it kind of just hangs out, and it breaks up a little bit. So usually on the second flush, it goes down.
Could it jab it?
What do we call those? Should we name them dry blats or something?
I don't think so. I don't think we should.
It's a term.
I don't think we should. Yeah, that's why I always keep like a whisk by the toilet. I just chop it up with the whisk.
Poop knife. That's the best. That's one of the best Reddit stories of all time. Is the poop knife.
Extremely upsetting. It's an extremely upsetting thing.
I love being retroactively embarrassed like that. You're like, what? Nobody else had a fucking poop knife in their house. Like, no, nobody else has fucking bazooka assholes like your family does. Like.
I've said it before.
There's a dude I knew growing up who they kept a clothes hanger in theirs.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
You should not have to make an adjustment like that.
Well, late term abortion.
It should be a dietary adjustment if you're making
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
something's wrong with your body if that's happening all the time.
It's like Rainer's friend who pooped so hard he ripped his butthole, and then they made him a new butthole. They made him a new butthole, like, he's the $6 million man. And he said,
had to go to the doctor?
He had to go to the doctor, and he got reconstructive butthole surgery. And he said it worked better than ever before. He liked the new butthole better than the old butthole, is what he said.
Like, I got the butthole of an 8-year-old. You're like, why would you say that out loud to anybody?
Yeah, in my closet.
Should I pull that out for the soundboard?
I don't know about that.
Say that again. Restart the recording.
I don't know about that. Speaking about things I don't like, this next article from thetakeout.com, once popular beers that sadly disappeared. This is – I'll be real with you. This is on here because we need three articles. So there's not much to talk about here.
It did have the flair on Reddit, misleading or poorly titled or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just – a list of beers that I guess you can't get anymore, and most are from like the 50s, so who fucking cares?
But dude, so Kirkland had a beer? What the fuck?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it sure did.
Kirkland?
Yes.
Cause they still brew. But they contract brew. They don't call it Kirkland signature beer.
Well, this is talking specifically about Kirkland Signature Light, which I don't believe exists anymore.
Oh yeah, that is the same Kirkland.
Yeah,
that's a pretty fresh can, I'll say. Not to
you
my
like
taste,
that?
It's a good looking can.
It reminds me of a Snowpiercer for some reason.
Oh, I totally get that. I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
I love one of these, like the Kruger's Cream Ale, that looks like it's dug out of a hole in the ground. Like it looks like an archaeological picture from like a textbook.
Yeah.
It's like, does that count? Was that a business?
That's what I'm saying.
That looks like it should be in a Fallout vault.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
And there are a couple of these, like Red, White, and Blue, Billy Beer, like these ones that don't even have like pop-top lids that you have to open with a fucking can opener, you know?
Dude, like, Billy Beer, I want just a can that just says Billy on it. Like, it just seems so fake.
Wasn't Billy Beer fucking Jimmy Carter's brother? Yep. Billy Carter. We've talked about Billy Beer before. Yeah, so Billy Beer was made by William Carter, who was fucking the president's bro.
So is the craft brewery movement just a form of nepotism?
It's nepotism all the way down.
Wow, and it went out by 78? That was like immediately. What are you doing?
Yeah.
The one that's jumping out to me is the one Hair of the Dog Brewing, which only served to remind me of the time that when we were brewing a lot in college, Tyler kept insisting we brew a beer called Hair of the Dog and have actual dog.
Yeah.
Put dog hair in it.
Yeah. Nobody went for that, weirdly enough.
And it's like, we didn't even have access to a dog.
We could have found a dog.
Like wandering the street or something. No, we didn't have friends with dogs. We were in dorms.
You know what we should have done? You know what we should have done? We should have gotten a dog and cultivated some yeast off of it and then made a beer with that and call that Hair of the Dog. Like the model vagina yeast or whatever, the Poe desk yeast.
Just waiting for Zach to start talking.
I don't even know what to say.
There's
to
nothing
that.
Either of you can say because this is a great idea. You're both struck speechless.
I think you could probably get Gwyneth Paltrow to get you some yeast.
Oh yeah, goop beer for sure, made with actual goop.
Scrape that off a jade egg.
Dude, I mean, it's got to be Paltrow's private reserve. Like, that, I feel like, is how you get people to get the can.
Paltrow's pale ale.
Well, yeah, dude, definitely.
No other style.
That's it. Like, that's all you get.
Hey, that's really upsetting. Do you guys want to be upset some more?
I guess. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. Pregnant again.
It's been a while, you guys.
No! Oh, oh, man. Beers through the years. God damn it. Yeah.
Beers through the years, friends.
Fuck.
All right.
Just to refresh you, I got three beers from you each. From, it looks like I pulled one from episode 234, 244, and 254 for each of you. So,
okay, all right.
Yay, long ago. You get a point for the brewery, a point for the style, a point for the ABV within one, a point for the for your own personal rating within one. Zach, you are our guest. I will let you decide whether you go first or second. I don't remember if that's how I always did it or if I decided just now that was a good idea.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So this is like, I was probably in Vermont still at this. No, I was in Delaware. Never mind. Okay. Just got to get my mind straight.
All right. 234. Oh, right. I forgot. As I was prepping this, I said to myself, oh, 3 points for Zach.
Cool.
I guess at least
one. Let's not assume that. Let's not assume that.
You'll get in trouble if you don't get one of these points in particular.
Okay.
Mosaic Dry Hop Pseudo Sue.
Okay. Pseudo Sue is sorry, what's the first one? The brewery?
Whatever order you want, I don't really care.
Is that Toppling Goliath?
Yeah. That's the one that I expect you to be very confident and definitely know and not be afraid when you said it out loud.
Okay. All right, so Pseudo Sue.
Chicago Classic.
It is. It's in conjunction with the Field Museum. Trying to remember what kind of, it's like what kind of IPA it is. Like, it's got special hops. It's a, it's kind of imperial. I'm just gonna go IPA on it.
It's an APA.
Ooh. APA. That's okay. That's okay. ABV 7.2?
5.8.
Damn it. And I'll go also, I'll go also 7.2 for rating.
Well, your rating was that it was nice, so that's a point.
Oh, disappointed. Nice.
You just said nice?
6.9,
oh.
Dog.
Oh, I see.
So that's 2 points for round one. Tyler, okay. To you. That so sucks. This one, a lot of the time we'll have a beer on here that's like if you had Alaskan Porter, there's nothing I can say that doesn't give you either the brewery.
Right.
So this one, it's Waffle Blank. The blank is the style.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it's called Waffle Something.
Yeah. I'm gonna Waffle Something. That sounds like something Southern Tier would make.
This is by Untitled Art.
Mm.
In Ooh. Collaboration with Hailstorm Brewing. If you'd given me either of those, that feels like a point. But you didn't.
Wait. What do you mean local, Zach? That's by you guys?
Untitled Art?
Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah, is it not?
Wisconsin? I don't... Where in Wisconsin are they? Now I gotta...
Are you sure, Samuel? Are you sure this Wanake. Is mine?
Did I load up the wrong thing?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's what I had, dude.
Yeah. I was like, that's weird. How did Tyler get a Wisconsin?
Yeah. All right. Can I get a point just for that?
No, but what you can get is a new beer with new points available to you. Hold on.
All right.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. Now I'm worried. I prepped all my own shit. Oh, no. We'll see. Oh, this will help you. This is Attaunt Le Monde.
The fuck?
My accent's terrible, so I'll just say it's A with a thingy on top.
Yeah. Yeah.
T-O-U-T.
Yeah.
L-E. M-O-N-D-E. Those are all different words. Attaunt Le Monde.
Oh,
is how
Jesus.
I'm gonna say that's pronounced.
All the world?
I have absolutely no idea. Damn it. I don't know. Is it a weird dogfish head thing that they did?
Oh, man. Are you familiar with the beer La Fine du Monde?
I am.
Yeah. Who's that by?
Oh, it's well, it doesn't matter because I didn't get the point. So, Unibrow.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it's pronounced, but that is also how I read it to myself.
Unibrow?
Yeah. Unibrew or something? I don't know. Was the correct answer. Hold on, I got it. Now I got it. I just got to fix my notes. And then the other stuff. Do the other ones now. While I try and see if I misprepped this whole fucking segment.
I kind of remember this now a little bit, maybe. I think it was like a golden ale or a saison. I'm going to say saison. I think it was a Mary beer. I think it was a saison.
Farmhouse ale / saison.
Okay.
I was like, there's no chance. I'm looking at her. I was like, there's no chance he's just going to pull a saison, golden saison out of his ass.
Yeah, no.
And here we are. Good for you.
I kind of remember it now. I kind of remember. It's got like, it's like a black and whitish label with the words around the outside. I kind of remember it. Yeah.
I mean, that's how most of
the Unibrow beers are. Yeah.
Unibrews are, but yeah.
Yeah. A saison. I'm going to say it was 5-2.
It was 4-5.
All right. All right.
And what
nice,
did you think?
Nice. Nice.
What did I think? 6-2.
Ooh, 5-0.
Oh, damn it.
Just tough, a bit outside.
Tough. All right.
It looks like I prepped the second one incorrectly also, but the third one I didn't fuck
one
up.
One out of three isn't bad.
That's what Fall Out Boy says.
I was going to say that's what Meatloaf says.
Yeah.
Support myself another one. Sorry, I had to make a face the whole time. I have to drink this like I have a sore throat. Like I have to like ugh, I was like tighten up beforehand.
Yeah. Damn, I'm sweating out here. My God. It's the competition that really gets me going.
It's the fear.
No, it's actually just hot out here.
That sucks. I'm sorry. It was beautiful today. It was like
it was
the perfect
it was
day
what?
Today.
It was nice.
Beautiful today.
That's
yeah.
good.
We busted out our new backyard toy, which is an inflatable dog that shoots water out of his tail.
Out of the tail?
Yeah.
That's a penis.
my eldest was insistent that it came out of his butt.
Yeah, sure.
Me too. I also am. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but
kept saying it's like a poop, and I was like, it's not like a
poop. Have you ever had a poop like that?
You shouldn't be having poops like this. If you're having poops like this, you have to let
well,
us know. We have to take it to the
Sam's
doctor.
Sam's child, so absolutely, definitely having poops like that.
Sometimes
she drinks too much lake water.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll take a poop, and I'll be like, wow. Good job. Also, she's taken to, when she has a big pee, telling me, I did a pee like you would do, because one time she took a big pee and I was like, whoa, that's like when I would do. And every time she congratulates herself.
I like
parenting's
that.
Easy and fun. Anyway, strumpet. This is for Zach.
Strumpet. Well, okay, so this is good because I have zero recollection of this beer whatsoever. I think it had a sexy lady on the front, which is probably, I think, why I bought it. maybe it was like a monkish something. What do the monks make? What's the like a Trappist?
Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
Double stout.
Double stout, that's fine. It's double stout. I have no clue who made it at all. Yeah, just pass.
Dead Bird Brewing.
Never heard of them.
I've heard of them exactly once.
This feels like something I just found at Hy-Vee one time. It's double stout. I'm going to guess 7.7 ABV.
10.8.
Fuck my life.
Can he do it? Can he get no points?
Only the great ones get no points.
I liked it fine.
Tyler's only ever done it.
I literally never repeat. Like, the beers I have on the podcast, I almost never buy in my personal life.
Agreed.
This has been bound to happen. It's been dumb luck that it hasn't happened up until this point. Yeah, I'm gonna go. What I said
about me.
7-1 on the score.
6.2.
Oh. Ooh.
Point is there.
Squeaker. That was a squeaker.
All right, Diplodocus. 1 point.
I remain in a league of my own.
1 point to tie it up. 2 points to take the lead going in the final round. This is called Pineapple Express. And I will say there are like 20 beers on Untappd called Pineapple Express. But this is the one you had on episode 244 of Brews Day Tuesday podcast if you were confused.
I kind of remember this one too. Like a yellow can with a pineapple on it. I feel like it was a local company.
Dairy.
Oh wait, is it Miss Pillion?
It is Miss Pillion.
Yeah, wow. Baby. Yes.
What else you got?
They're a local. They're brewed like 15 minutes away from me. I don't really like their beers, but I tend to have them kind of frequently.
We'll see if that comes out in the rating.
IPA.
I'll give it to you. It's a milkshake IPA.
6% ABV.
7.5.
Ah, damn it. I don't think I liked it that much. I'm gonna say 5.
5.7.
All right.
Oh. So commanding lead going to last round. You're up 2 points.
Nice.
So Zach, you'll need 2 points to have a chance of tying.
Okay.
This is called Tart Peach.
Tart Peach. I'm gonna guess a sour.
Kolsch.
Kolsch. Oh, fuck. A Kolsch. I never would have gotten there.
I'm going to guess 5.2 ABV.
Bang on.
Nice.
Okay. What was it called?
Tart Peach.
Tart Peach. I don't know. I don't fucking know what brewery this is. Doesn't matter. I probably gave it a 6.3.
6.8.
Okay.
He stays alive. Do you want to take a shot at the brewery?
Sure. Tart Peach. Kolsch. What breweries do I know? Maybe Carbon 4. We'll just go someplace local.
Ballast Point.
Okay.
I like Ballast Point. Or I did.
Fun fact for any eagle-eared listeners out there, we skipped over episode 250, which you were on, where you had, what is this?
Is that vodka? That
one? Tyrannina Three Beaches. and the rating is listed as a question mark. So I don't know if that means I missed it during the edit or if you just never got around to rating it. It was episode 250, so I have a feeling we probably did stupid raucous shit.
Yeah.
But it just didn't make the cut. So, Dip, you need...
Any points to win.
Something to win.
Come on, baby. I can blow this. I know I can blow it.
Already tied at the worst. this is Triple Tail.
Triple Tail. Triple Tail. Flying fish.
No, but there is an image of a flying fish in this brewery's label. It's probably
why. That's crazy.
Water. Is it Sweetwater? Damn it.
Were you thinking Sweetwater? Yeah. Talked yourself out of it?
I was. I knew it was a fish company, and I went with flying fish, but yeah.
He has a beautiful mind.
That's fucking insane that you remember that. Do you remember the date of this podcast?
No.
He ain't Rain Man.
Yeah, no.
No, I meant Sam. Did you have it written down, like, which date you pulled this from?
No, I don't.
This was forever ago.
You said it was in the 200s, about 5 years ago.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this was also an IPA.
An American IPA?
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your win, but now really kick the shit out of them. Make them feel weak and small.
6.5.
6.5 what? Rating?
No, 6.5 ABV, sorry.
5.5, that's a point.
All right. Woo. Let's go with 6.5 for the rating, too.
You give it a 6.7. That's a
pointer. Yeah, baby.
8 points might be your best outing ever.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
That brings you up to 6-7-2 in your career, Tyler. And Zach, you are 2-3-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That makes sense.
And episode 254, Value Menu of Brews Day Tuesday, came out June 12th, 2018.
Yeah.
Just 6 years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, back then I was like, I don't know what it's like to have COVID or to change a diaper.
I was single then.
My house changed.
Yeah. What a world.
Well, for some of us, not for Zach. Not for Tyler. Tyler's had the same life for, you know, a while now.
That's absolutely true. Plateaued so low.
No, Tyler had the lofty task of figuring out if he lived in Vermont or Delaware, the two most same states that I have mentally.
Little tiny bitch states.
All right.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, speaking of little tiny bitches, I guess let's go to our last article. Workers at Stone Brewery's plant in Virginia go public with a union drive. To be clear, the union workers are not the bitches. Just want to make that clear. This is from VinePair. So Stone, they have a facility in Richmond, Virginia. This was back when craft beer was doing well and they thought they were going to expand to the East Coast. And then craft beer has not been doing well. So if you'll remember, they sold to Sapporo. And I guess Sapporo has not been doing right by the workers, according to the workers. So they are attempting to unionize. And I say, you know what? Good on them. Go for it.
Wow. Scorching hot pro-union take.
I know.
My favorite thing about this article is that there are three corrections on it.
I know. Yeah.
Like, this is fucking CNN. And one of them is hilariously racist. In like a fun way, where it says this story previously referred to Sapporo's flagship as Sapporo Premier, a rice lager. The beer is named Sapporo Premium, and it is an American lager, not a Japanese style rice lager.
Oh no, that is so racist.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah, pretty funny. But
we
previously
reported that if you had this beer, you'd be hungry for beer 30 minutes later. But it turns out
the opening for this beer is sideways.
Right. That's enough. Rule of three is done. We're done. Moving on.
Jesus Christ. All right. So, I think we talked a couple years ago about the interesting fact that most macro brews are actually made with union labor because of, like, the Teamsters. And most craft beer isn't because their operations are, like, real small and some other factors, which I've always found interesting. You know, Stone being bought by Sapporo, obviously they're not really a – I don't consider them really a microbrewer anymore. But it's good to see a union drive there, I think.
I think workers have too many rights. I misread it, I guess.
Go ahead, Zach.
No, yeah, I mean, I think, like, basically your goal should be to work yourself to the bone for someone else's profit, and then, like, you die, and then someone replaces you for hopefully cheaper, so that you can make more money, you know?
But you really got to die before you retire, though. Otherwise, it's like, what's the point, you know?
What value do you bring to
exactly. If you're out there, like, claiming benefits, you fucking leech.
I completely agree.
I have a number of times at work been in situations where like, yeah, that'll work now, but what about 30 years from now? And I've always been like, I'll still work here. I will die at my desk.
I don't
want to have to future-proof my code.
I'll fix it in 25 years. How about that? If it comes up, I'll fix it.
Yeah. But that's about it. I don't think there's a lot other than that to take away from this article. Unless you hate unions, and then you would just have the exact opposite take, and it would be equally as quick.
Other cool takeaway, the Teamsters organizer here involved is named Dwayne Johnson. I think that's rad. So shout out to Dwayne Johnson, who I can only assume is The Rock, just out on a crusade of workers' rights.
If my legal name were Dwayne Johnson, I would go by my middle name, or like
The Rock,
J or something. And I respect this person for being like, it's my fucking name too.
Why should I change it?
I remember in like 2003 reading a Newsweek article about a middle school teacher whose name was Harry Potter. And I was like, you poor son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks big time.
The only play is you lean into it. Every Halloween you draw a lightning bolt on your forehead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every time someone says, you're a wizard, Harry, you have to say, I'm a what? And then...
Is that really the next line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a what?
Yeah.
You're a fucking wizard. You open your fucking ears. You're being abused, Harry. You shouldn't sleep under a staircase. It's not normal. You could have told any adult, really, outside that this was happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
This shit makes me sad, Harry.
It's really fucking sad here, Harry. You gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
And they still need my giant spiders.
Summer? What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, just stay in school, dude. They hate you.
Summer dorms for youths with problems at home.
Well, Harry has $1 billion in the Goblin Bank. He could just buy his own apartment.
Okay, well, let me as much as I hate to get into it.
The Goblin Bank.
Yeah, Jews.
They're playing Dreidel at the Goblin Bank.
Right. So I agree. He could have stayed at Hogwarts. That would make sense. However, he could not go and buy his own apartment, Zach, because the power of his mother's blood that ran through Aunt Petunia was protecting him while he was at the Dursleys. So it has been canonically established that was a thing. Hate to bring it up.
Use that money. Hire a bunch of wizard mercenaries to guard you.
What with guns? Guns are cheaper.
Hire adult mercenaries
on our other podcast.
Hire wizards with guns. I don't see a downside.
Yeah.
When are we gonna make a Wizards with Guns movie? Who's gonna be brave enough? I guess is that Star Wars? Like, Jedi never also uses a gun?
So in the expanded universe lore that's no longer canon. Some anti-Jedi mercenaries specifically use what they call slug throwers because the bullet will melt while going through the saber and just fuck up a Jedi on the other side.
Huh. That's fucking rad.
Yeah.
That's just rad. Innovation. Can't even right?
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That is cool.
So this was a weird episode, huh? You guys want to rate our beers?
I had a great time.
Yeah, me too, but it was just tonally different, I think.
I'm just trying to think of what we can do with the phrase, give the wizard a gun. it seems like it's something. Either that should be the title of a folk song,
right?
Or that's it should
pop
be
punkism
for
people. Yeah.
Like
no, I like
hop out.
I like
and give the wizard.
I like gun. Folk. Like oh, hell, we must give the wizard a gun. He's going to Strawberry Fair.
Folk music to you is Shire music. It's music from the Shire.
Yes, then a little more Southern fried like. But now I gotta go and give the wizard
some Tom Waits style. Tom Waits style.
That's the only way I can sing okay at all is Tom Waits style.
Right. I've always said you're a lot like Bob Dylan, Samuel.
Man, my
gotta give that wizard a gun.
I look like a young Bob Dylan every time I saw him. And every time I was like, that's not what a compliment is. and now I'm married to someone who loves Bob Dylan and I have to constantly explain to her that he's not very good. Every time that Jimi Hendrix cover comes on, I'm like, oh man, what a great song. I'm so glad it's the Jimi Hendrix version, and just wait for it to start hitting me.
Yeah.
This is the problem with Bob Dylan, is like his songs are written very well. They're just performed better by like almost anybody.
Anybody else.
Musically talented people.
Yeah.
Yep.
For instance.
Are we ranking these bitches?
We're ranking these bitches. Zach, why don't you start off with your triple hydrogenated gourd beer?
Yep, so I had the Salted Caramel Pumpkin Porter from Oso Brewing. There's 6% ABV. I don't know. This is tough. Because the longer I drank it, the less I hated it. Because I really did not care. I've had some bad shit on the podcast before that I hated the entire time, that was difficult to finish. I'm easily going to finish what I have left over. It's not going to be a huge deal. I think I'm a nerd to some of this, but like it tasted bad. It was definitely on the candle side of things. And like I said, I had to kind of like sore throat brace myself every time I took a sip. But when I did that, it's pretty neutral tasting, like most porters, when you get past kind of the initial nuttiness.
Flavor.
The flavor, like we'll call it flavor portion, then it's kind of just like nut water.
I got some nut water for you, bitch.
Pull up my thing where it says what all the buttons do that I forgot I prepared. Let's see if I can find it. It's this one. Yes.
Nice.
So I think where they fucked up was the caramel. Like, the caramel is not coming through in a way that is nice. It's coming through in a way that sucks. The pumpkin flavor is a little fucked. It doesn't taste salty. I kind of wish – I feel like, honestly, you should sack up and go Goza if you're going to do a salted caramel something. Do, like a sweet adjacent Goza. Like, sack up, make it salty. Because salted caramel is salty. Like, it's not – it's, like a very clear thing. It definitely hit the pumpkin, ends up with, like, candle flavor. I'm going to go – I didn't like it. But I didn't hate, like, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. I'm gonna go 4.2. It was bad. Right. Don't get this.
So even if you're a pumpkin pie head, you still wouldn't recommend it?
I didn't strongly get pumpkin in a way that like made me go, oh, that's like pumpkin. It was like, that's like a cinnamon candle, like a nutmeg cinnamon candle, and then nothing, and then pumpkin puree, which no one likes to eat except dogs with diarrhea.
Yeah.
And they don't even like to eat it, they just will.
They don't really know. Yeah, they just will.
The dogs.
Yeah, that's fair. I had Evolution Craft Brewing Company's Evo Oktoberfest Lager, 5.8% ABV, and it was fine. I mean, it tasted like a pretty much a normal lager, but there was a little bit of roastiness down there to just say, hey, this is a little bit Oktoberfesty. So I'll give it a 5.5 and recommend it to like people who really only like Bud Light. But you got to go and get something a little more interesting. Yeah. Sam?
I had Distill's Spicy Pickle Sour Beer. I love spicy. I love pickle. I don't love sour. But this isn't that sour. And also, there's so much spicy and so much pickle going on that you don't notice it that much. It sinks to the background. It's just sour enough that I don't feel like they're lying. But it's not so sour that I don't like that it's sour. So good job. I'm going to give this an 8.2 and recommend this to anyone who, like me, likes spicy pickle beers.
Yeah, disgusting. Staying away from that.
I probably like that.
Nah, not for me. Well, Zach, thank you for breaking the curse. Appreciate that.
It's the least I can do for perpetuating the curse just a couple weeks ago.
You're not wrong. Showing up is the least you can do.
That's true.
Sam, thank you.
I was here the whole time.
That's true.
You can look at the footprints on the beach and know that.
That was when Sam was carrying me. Walking
next to you.
Yeah, holding hands.
tell that from the sand, but it is true.
You see our smushed handprints together. And then my naked butt prints on the sand when I was walking with Jesus.
Oh, I don't even want to think about putting my naked butt on sand. That's take 5 showers.
You gotta just go right in the ocean again right after.
I'm just so hairy. It will take forever for all that out of there.
Team Noel.
Yeah. I mean, when you're right, you're right. Listener, if you want to tell us the place on your body where you'd least like to have sand, you can email us at brucedaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com or you can comment links at brucedaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Here comes
the
beer.
Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes the shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. Take your medicine, you feel better.
Man, we didn't even talk about how I threw up on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
When? Like this week?
Like last weekend.
Oh my god. Oh, what the fuck are we doing? We'll talk about it at D&D because I want to hear about this.
I mean, this is the outro now.
Yeah. It's pretty
rough. I guess you spun too much and then you threw up.
Yeah.
Like,
and everybody else in the ride was a child. Who was totally, 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 and completely fine.
Did you puke
That's
on
true,
kid?
Though.
Did I puke on a kid? No. No, just all over the ride.
Oh, on the ride. You didn't get off?
I didn't even make it off.
Oh, no. That's true, though. Like, kids, you get, like, I had a sit and spin when I was, like, 3 or 4, and I would just spin in circles for hours and get up and be like, that's weird. And then now, if I do a somersault, I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill myself if I don't feel better in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And now, what's the strategy for exfil there? Do you just sprint to a bathroom, or do you try to play it off somehow?
No. I just, as soon as it came to a stop, I just ran to the bathroom.
And was Becca there?
Yeah.
And did she pretend not to know you?
Probably. That's what I would have done. I wasn't looking behind me, Samuel. I had to get out of there.
Sure.
Did you throw up any more in the bathroom, or was it all in the
Big
red?
Big time.
Okay, good. That's good at least, because then you didn't waste your time going to the bathroom.
That's true. It's true. Yeah, it was like two more rounds in the bathroom, probably.
Dude, it got you. It fucking got you bad.
It was so bad. And then like that was like the last ride we did. I had to lay down for the rest of the day.
Did you eat a shitload of funnel cake and stuff, or is it just that spinny?
No, it's just I don't even know that it was that spinny. It just caught me the wrong way, and I just ralphed all over the place.
Dude, I haven't been on a sit and spin since I was like 12, and because I got off and I got the mouth sweats real bad.
Yeah, hot mouth. Yeah, hot absolutely. Mouth.
And I was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm tapped out. I have to stop doing this.
Yeah. I probably should have also not gone on a ride at 34 years old, but I did.
Well, now you know. That shit's over.
That time is past.
Being spun recreationally is fucking done.
Yep.